Blog Talk Radio.
Power.
today just to praise you. I came here today just to lift your name on high. Lord, I came here today just to say how much I love you. I love you just because you are. I came here today just to thank you. I came here today just to express my gratitude. Oh Lord, I came here today to let you know I really love you. I love you just because you are.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory to the King of Kings. Glory to the Lord of Lords. Glory to the Rose of Sharon. Glory to the Lily of the Valley. Glory to the Alpha and Omega. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the name above all names. Hallelujah. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of His sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Buraboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. Let us pray. Abba Father, we adore you. We bless your name. We praise you. Hallelujah. We worship you. Hallelujah. We glorify your name, O God. Hallelujah. We adore you. Thank you, Lord. This is the day you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, Lord, for watching over us as we slept through the night. We thank you, Lord, for waking us up this morning. Oh, Father, we thank you for the breath that we breathe that is yours. We thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness, your kindness. We thank you, Lord, for your grace and your mercy, oh God. We bless your name. We praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your excellent, excellent goodness, excellent greatness. We thank you, Lord, for your grace and mercy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for your favor, for shielding us with favor. Thank you, Jesus, for salvation. We bless you. Thank you, Jehovah Jireh, our provider. Thank you, Jehovah Nissi. Thank you, Jehovah Sikunu. Thank you. We bless your name. We praise you. We worship you. We bless you. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We have come to the seventh day. Hallelujah. You took us from Sunday to Saturday. And for that, we say thank you. Some didn't make it. They started on Sunday. But it didn't make it on to Saturday. It's only by your grace. We are no better than they are. And so every day is a gift from God. And so, Lord, we appreciate every second and minute, hour of each day that you give us as a gift. We bless you and we praise you. Thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for salvation. Holy Spirit, we acknowledge your presence in our midst. We welcome you, Holy Ghost. We praise you, Holy Spirit. We worship you, Spirit of the living God. Move in our midst. Let thy kingdom come. Let thy will be done in us as it is in heaven. Holy Spirit, we reverence you. Holy Spirit, we love you, Holy Ghost, Spirit of the living God, we love you. Thank you for the refreshing this morning. Holy Ghost, thank you for refreshing us. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for refreshing our lives in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit, hover over every area of our children's lives, of our grandchildren's lives, of our spouses' lives. Let your light begin to shine in every area of our lives. Every dark area, let there be light. Every area of our life that there's no form, let it be formed into what the Lord has said it should be. Fill it up, fill our lives as up, oh God, and let us do your will. Help us, empower us to do the will of Almighty God. And not our will, but thy will be done. More grace to walk in your ways and to do your will. So, Holy Spirit, once again, we surrender to you. We ask you to lead and teach and guide us. Thank you, Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. Father, this morning we come to the throne of grace and we ask for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of all the things that we've done that are not pleasing to you. Forgive us, Lord. We truly repent, O God, that are not pleasing to you, sin of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us, O God. Oh, be merciful. Have mercy. We pray for corporate mercy. Mercy for our children. Mercy for our spouses. Mercy for our grandchildren. Mercy for our nieces, nephews. Mercy for our siblings. Mercy for everyone under the sound of our voice and those that are connected. Mercy, your mercies on you every morning. Read down your mercy upon us in the name of Yeshua Mashiach. Mercy, 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 oh God. Let the blood of Jesus wash away our sins. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us from all unrighteousness, oh God. Oh Father God, the blood of Jesus. Release the blood of Jesus over the airways, the cyberspace, the networks. Release the blood of Jesus in this service. We soak our spirit, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel, oh God. And we thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. We thank you for the redeeming blood of Jesus. Father God, those that are sick, oh God, release the blood. Flush the system with the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. We uproot the spirit of infirmity. We speak healing to our bodies by the strength of Jesus Christ. We are healed in the name of Jesus. Let our bodies, physical bodies, come into alignment with the holy word of God, the way that God ordained our bodies to function. In the name of Jesus, let our spiritual bodies come into alignment with the word of God. Oh, Father God, you said, they that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. Oh, Father, we are thirsty and we are hungry after righteousness. Fill us up, oh God. In the name of Jesus, let the might of Christ be in us, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we surrender completely and totally to you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Horia masateria koromasateria ko. Horia masateria koromasateria ko. Lord, we pray this morning, oh God, that this atmosphere in this service, oh God, be charged like the atmosphere in heaven, oh God. In the name of Jesus, let your glory settle here. Let your glory settle in our hearts. Let your glory settle, oh God. Let us come year one, thus says the Lord, O God. Let our minds be open to receive, O God. Let us have that spirit of understanding so that we can be able to receive, O God, and understand, O God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, thank you for giving us the opportunity to come into your presence so that you can speak to each and every one of us, O God, in the name of Jesus. We thank the Lord that you choose us, oh God. Thank you for choosing us. Thank you, Lord, that you've never left us and never forsaken us. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your grace and your mercy. Hallelujah. We bless your name. This morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith. And our loins girded with truth. We put the armor on our children, our spouses, our grandchildren, our nieces, nephews, siblings, everyone under the sound of my voice, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to send your holy angels to assist us, to minister to us, and do your bidding in our lives. Father God, every monetary spirit monitoring this service, oh God, we use the blood of Jesus, the holy arrows of God, and we destroy every monetary device they have using, see that on sin, do that on noon. In the mighty name of Jesus, we utterly destroy, not by our might or power, but by the Spirit living God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, we declare this service holy, this space holy unto the Lord. Be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us, O God. And Father God, we thank you and we bless you. We praise you, O God, that when the Holy Spirit speak to us and speak to us, we heed his voice and listen in the name of Jesus and not listen to the voice of strangers. And so, Lord, we thank you and we bless you this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. To those of you that's just joining, we say good morning in the name of Jesus. Please turn your Bibles with me to Esther chapter 2. Esther chapter 2. Father, as I bring this word, let it not be me, but let it be the Christ that lives inside of me. All of you and none of me, let your word come forth in your power, in your anointing of the Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, O God, that your word will come forth as a two-edged sword. We thank you, O God, for the inspiration, for the chastisement, for the encouragement. We thank you for the healing and the deliverance. We thank you for all that comes through the word, that unlimited blessings and breakthroughs and healings. We thank you for breathing on your word in the name of Jesus. Amen. After these things, with the wrath of King Ahasuerus was appeased, he remembered Vashti and what she had done and what was decreed against her. Vashti was, let me just give a brief thing, Vashti was the queen of Persia. Ahasuerus was the king. They had a banquet, if you read chapter 1, for 120 days, and King Ahasuerus asked Vashti to come and display herself. Theologians believe that the king wanted Vashti to come with a crown or a naked, and Vashti refused. And because Vashti had refused, that means he did not want, they got together, the council got together, and then they did not want Vashti to be queen anymore because she refused. So I'm just giving you a little background for those of you who do not know the background information, and you can read it yourself in Esther chapter 1. Let me go to verse 2. Then said the king's servants that minister unto him, let there be fair young virgins sought for the king, and let the king appoint officers in all the provinces of his kingdom, that they may gather together all the fair young virgins of the Shushan, the palace, to the house of the women, unto the chamberlain, keeper of the women, and let the king's for purification be given to them. I want you to look at the second part, custody of Hegar, the king's chamberlain, keeper of the women, and let the king's for purification be given to them. And let the maiden which pleases the king be queen instead of Vashti. And the thing pleased the king, and he did so. Now in Susha, the palace, there was a certain Jew whose name was Mordecai, the son of John, the son of Jeremiah, the son of Kish, a Benjamite, who had been carried away from Jerusalem with the captivity, which had been carried away with Jeconiah, king of Judah, whom Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, had carried away. And he brought up Hadassah, so she had neither father nor mother. And the maid was fair and beautiful, whom Mordecai, when her father and mother were dead, took for his own daughter. So it came to pass, when the king's commandment and his decree was heard, and when many maidens were gathered together unto Shushan, the palace, to the custody of Hegai, I want you to underline H-E-G-A-I, Hegai again, that Esther was brought also under the king's house to the custody of Hegai, keeper of the women. And the maiden pleased him. And the maiden pleased him. And she obtained kindness of him. And he speedily sanctification with such things as belong to her, and 7 million, which were meet to be given her out of the king's house, and he preferred her and her maids unto the best place of the host of women. Esther had not showed her people, for Mordecai had charged her that she should not show it. I'm going to stop right here. And I want you to look at some points that the Holy Spirit will open your mind to see certain things. As we read through these scriptures, I've read it numerous times, as I'm sure you have read about Queen Esther and Vashti. I want you to pay attention. I told you to underline the word Haggai. Who is the king's chamberlain? He's supposed to get these ladies ready to meet the king with a purification process. Now, why would he prefer Esther, she's not a queen yet, more than the other ladies, and gave us such favor? Ladies, verse 9 will tell you that. And the maiden pleased him. And the maiden pleased him. What does it mean that the maiden pleased him? That means she was obedient. She was humble. Because for the maiden, for Esther to please him, you know, it comes with obedience and humility. Hallelujah. It doesn't come with arrogance. She pleased him. So she went in that when it selected her, she was selected with that mindset. She had that mindset to submit to authority, with authoritative figure. Hallelujah. When I did the study of Esther a couple of years ago, God reminds me of the Holy Spirit. If I'm looking at it from that point of view, that the Holy Spirit does everything that God, he's not separate. He does everything that God wants him to do. The Holy Spirit leads us. He teaches us. He guides us. So he show us how to glorify God, show us how to glorify Jesus, teach us how to do these things. Amen, in the name of Jesus. That's why Jesus said, I will not leave you comfortless. I will send you the Holy Spirit who will lead you and guide you into all truth. But many times, we cannot please God when we do not follow the leading and guidance and teachings of the Holy Spirit. You need the Holy Spirit every step of the way. You read your Bible, you need the Holy Spirit. Everything you do in the kingdom of Almighty God, you need the Holy Spirit. When you pray, you need the Holy Spirit. When you worship, you need the Holy Spirit. If you're not going to use the Holy Spirit, you are missing completely. Your services are dry. Your prayers dry. Everything is dry because the Holy Spirit lubricates. The Holy Spirit will connect you. The Holy Spirit will guide you. The Holy Spirit will speak to you. You cannot be a kingdom son and daughter and expect to get tangible results when you pray without the Holy Spirit. You need the Holy Spirit. I need the Holy Spirit. You can read this Bible over and over without the Holy Spirit. You have no understanding and you have no revelation. many years ago, and it was confusing to us because we did not have the Holy Ghost. And we need the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit is here to glorify Jesus. He only speaks what the Father says. And the Holy Spirit will take you closer to Jesus. Jesus Christ is the way, truth, and life. So without the Holy Ghost, how can you get to Jesus without the Holy Ghost? Well, let me tell you, the Holy Spirit is the one that brings us to salvation, that touches the hearts of those that are lost and brings them to salvation. The Holy Spirit is the one that when we sin, he comes and convicts us and that we can come into repentance. It's the Holy Spirit is the one that tells us danger ahead. The Holy Spirit is the one that speaks to us everything in the Godhead. He will always do what the Father says. That's the Holy. That's why you see Esther, I'm relating it. The Bible says that she pleased and the maiden pleased him. When God said, Jesus said, I send you the Holy Spirit, he will only speak what I tell him to speak. He will only do what I tell. Look, when you have a relationship with the Holy Spirit and you're following and you're doing, you have a relationship with Christ and you have a relationship with God, then you are pleasing to Almighty God. Hallelujah. What we pray is the Holy Spirit that does the miraculous within things that we do not even see. There's a stirring up. And the Holy Spirit has always, always been with us. In Genesis 1:27, the Lord said, let us make man in our own image and likeness, and let them have dominion. Own in our image and likeness. So what? Image of the Father, image of the Son, image of what? The Holy Ghost. Likeness of the Son, likeness of the Holy Ghost. So what am I saying to you this morning? Get acquainted with the Holy Spirit. You will get confused. You will get mixed up if you do not get to know the Holy Ghost. He said, tarry, wait here until you receive the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And the maiden pleased him. When we do what is right, when we allow the Holy Ghost to lead us, and God, well, we receive favor from Almighty God because our desire is to do his will, to be obedient, not haughty, not prideful, not arrogant, but to be obedient. Hallelujah. In this season, this is February 12th. You want to make it? You cannot make it without the Holy Ghost. If you could make it without the Holy Ghost, Jesus will not say, I will send, I will not leave you comfortless. The Holy Spirit gives you beautiful ashes, oil of gladness for the coming of mourning. The Holy Spirit is the Holy Spirit. 2022. If you've been reading your Bibles or other Holy Spirit, doing things or other Holy Spirit, you will miss it. You need the Holy Spirit. I need the Holy Spirit. We need the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. He will lead us. He will guide us into all truth. So we bless God for the Holy Spirit. And we pray that we will heed and come into a relationship with the Holy Spirit, our senior partner, in the name of Jesus. We thank the Lord and we bless his name. Holy Spirit, hover over us. Touch our heart. We thank you, Holy Ghost. We bless you. We pray, Father, for those that are mourning. Care beautiful ashes. Many of us have lost people during the first year. And so, Lord, we ask you to give us the oil of gladness and take away the spirit of heaviness. In the name of Jesus, comfort all those hearts that are, every one of us that are mourning the loss of a friend or relative, associate, in the name of Jesus. And then, Lord, I especially pray for my friend's husband, Reverend Patriot, oh God, who lost his wife, my girlfriend, yesterday. And Lord, I ask you to comfort him and her children and the children in the name of Jesus. In the hour of bereavement, oh God. Oh God, you give them a garment of praise instead of the spirit of heaviness. And Lord, I just bless and thank you for Pat. What a wonderful friend. A very good friend and sister. Thank you for the friendship all through these years. Pray may her soul rest in peace. Continue to comfort her children and all her family members. We give you glory and honor. So, Lord, we bless your name. And all those here that have lost a loved one through this since the year started, continue to comfort them. In the name of Jesus. And as we get ready for the Holy Communion, Father, we invoke the covenant that is in the blood of Jesus over our lives, vivid and manifested. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for daily loading us with your benefits. We claim all the unlimited blessings that comes with the Holy Communion. Turn the communion from the natural to the supernatural in the name of Jesus. We thank you for healing, restoration, everything that comes with the covenant. We claim it. We receive it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, each and every one of us. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Please get your Holy Communion ready in the name of Jesus.
He picked me up and he brought me out. I never really felt what I deserve for his goodness or his grace, but that's the kind of God we serve. What a friend we have in Jesus. When everything that you worked for all of your life suddenly disappears, and you feel all hope is gone, and those that you confided in told everything you said, family members you thought would never leave you, they deceived you. When that happens, baby, it's all grace. It's all God. And I want to tell you something. He's better than any doctor, better than any lawyer. He's better than any friend, because friends will deceive you. He's better than any lover that I've ever known. He's awesome. He's better than any psychiatrist, because he knows me from the inside. Oh, him, he'll never leave me. And let me tell you something else. You can never shock him. Anything that you do, I'm amazed that he loves me anyway. You see, by faith, I can come to you.
Hallelujah. Father, as we are about to take the Holy Communion, ask you to bless it, Lord. Breathe on it. We thank you for the Holy Sacrament. In the name of Jesus, we claim the blessings, the covenant blessings, in the name of Jesus. Let it be activated and manifested in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. For I have received of the Lord that which I also delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. You may partake of your bread or crackers that represents the body of Christ. After the same manner, also he took the cup. When he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it. Drink it in remembrance of me. You may partake of your water or your juice that represents the blood of Jesus. Often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he comes. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. But if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, tarry one for another. And if any man hunger, let him eat at home. Yet ye come not together unto condemnation, and the rest will I set in order when I come. Father, we thank you and we bless you for the Holy Sacrament. Receive all the benefits in the name of Jesus. We thank you for complete restoration, complete healing. We thank you, Lord. Covenant blessings. We bless your name. We give you glory and honor. And Lord, we pray over the Sabbath offering in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you for the Sabbath offering this morning. The Lord kept saying to me the miracle seed offering. And I didn't go do any research, but I'm just saying it according to what he said. So, Lord, we thank you for the miracle seed offering like you said it is. And so, Lord, I ask you to bless it in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray that for multiplication in the name of Jesus. And we pray, Lord, for miracles. If you call it the miracle seed offering, there must be something supernatural that when this offering is released, Lord, there's something supernatural that is tied to this offering, Lord. And so, Father, as we release this offering, oh God, Lord, let something supernaturally happen in our lives. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, in the name of Jesus. And so we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, as we release this offering under the order of Melchizedek, Lord Jesus Christ, King of righteousness. We thank you and we bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to ask Reverend Cooper, to please close us out in prayers in the name of Jesus. Just press 1 so I can open the line for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, good God. Hallelujah. We bless the name. Can you hear me? We bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. We worship you. Okay. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. We give thanks to you, O God. Having received your blessed sacrament this morning, we thank you for being obedient to your word and your sacrament. And having received of your sacrament, we bless you today, O God, for blessing us, for the healing of our bodies, for the restoration and all that we need. Bless us this Sabbath day. Let us keep it holy. Let your presence be thou with us. All honor and glory is yours. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. Let us give a grace. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. Surely his goodness follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you all. Have a wonderful and blessed Sabbath day. Be safe. Thank you for joining us.